about
And
this
my
stuff.
daughter, I would always see my daughter Ava. She would pick up her head and have one eye open to see what was going on.
牧师带着祷告的时候，我的女儿她经常就会一只眼睛打开
I love
看
it. I love it. So we'll keep them in prayer today, these young souls. Amen.
我们就继续维持我们孩子们在
This is the best place for them to be. Amen.
能够在神的家中是我们孩子们
Hearing the name of Yesu, hearing the name of Jesus, Jesus, that's what they need, right?
他们听到主耶稣的名，听到主的道。
So that song was really powerful.
今天早晨的敬拜也是。
The one about Luisa, tis so well that.The song we just sang was great too, but 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
第二首，特别第二首诗歌，那个信靠耶稣何等甜美。
And so I wrote my Bible, I said, joy, happiness, in other words, is not dependent on good circumstances.
我就在我圣经写下来说，我们生命中的喜乐不在乎我们的环境。
That's what that song is about.
这首诗歌。就是教导我们这个真理。
Sometimes you can sing these songs and say, "Oh, everything's wonderful," but you know in your heart, like it's not wonderful for me.
我们常常唱诗，就外面就是在唱哇这么的美好，但是我们感觉不到这样的美好是在我们的心中。
But knowing what she went through, knowing that she lost loved ones, and she could still say, "Jesus is the best. I love Jesus," is so powerful.
但是当我们知道这个作者的这个见证的时候，就是他失去自己两个孩子之后，那圣灵给他这首诗歌，让他心中真是有一个确据，信靠耶稣真的是甜美，就如此的生命的见证，真是非常的有能力。
So your life today, maybe your circumstances are bad.
我们看看我们的生命的话，或许我们有很多的挣扎。
Maybe there's financial issues, marital issues, children issues.Emotional issues.
或许是财务上的困难，孩子们的困难，或者是心灵上的难处。
And it would be strange if you didn't have issues. I have tons of issues.
如果我们要是没问题的话，那我们就不是人了。
My life is far from perfect.
那我生命中有很多的问题。
I have tons of problems.
我的问题非常非常的多。
We all do.
我们每个人都有自己的很大的。
We're sinners saved by grace.
因为我们是罪人，但是我们却是蒙恩的罪人。
We live in a sin-cursed world.
这个世界是因着罪被咒诅了。这个世界。
This isn't heaven.
这里并不是天堂。
Heaven's not going to have bottles in the bushes and trash on the side of the road.
因为在天堂里面不会树林子里面有那个喝酒的那个酒瓶子打碎在那里，或者也不会有垃圾。
Heaven isn't going to have street lights so that when it goes from red to green, someone's beeping.Within 2 seconds of the light turning?
在天堂也没有红绿灯。
And so this place is not perfect.
我们所生活的这个世界不是一个完美的世界。
But what Luisa teaches us and the song teaches us is that we can still be joyful. We can still have peace. We can still have hope because it's not grounded in our circumstances. It's grounded in Jesus.
诗歌的作者路易莎姊妹她但是激励我们，就是说我们活在这个世界上，但是因着耶稣的名，我们依然是有喜乐，依然有盼望。
Jesus is our hope.
因为耶稣是我们的盼望。
He is our happiness.
他是我们的喜乐。
He is our safety.
他是我们的安全。
He is our security.
他是我们的保障。
He is our great peace.
他是我们极大的平安。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的公义。
And never forget it.
我们永远不要忘记。
As the Psalms say, keep your mind, your eyes, meaning your mind on Jesus.
圣经教导我们说，我们要我们的心思意念放在耶稣基督的上头。
And you will be able to sing, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, no matter what is happening.
我们的心思意念在主耶稣身上的时候，我们就能跟路易莎姊妹一起来唱说，信靠耶稣。真的是甜美，无论我们的环境是如何，我们都能够在主里面有喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Is that beautiful? Amen. What more do you want? Right? $1 million? That's better than $1 million.
主耶稣是比所有的财宝都好吗
？That's better than 10 bitcoins, right?
这比特币还要好。
So verse of the day. Don't worry. No matter what happens, I'm going to end at 11:30. So no worries.
我会按时结束，不要大家不要。
I want to share with you the verse of the day, what a blessing this is. This is the verse of the day that I have on my phone.
我每天手机上都有一个，都有一个每日金句。
And this is a test right now.
这是对大家一个圣经考试。
They love tests. The kids love tests.
我们的孩子们都很喜欢考试。
And how many college students do we have in here today? Raise your hand. No college students? Not one college student?
有没有大学生在我们当中？
How many high school students? Raise your hand.
有谁是高中生？举手。
All right, they're like...Okay, good. Because I know you have finals coming up. We're going to pray for you too. We're going to pray for them and you and college kids. And we know finals are coming up, so you're stressed. So this is a test. I'm going to test you guys right now. We're going to see how you're going to react to this. So this is the verse of the day. Psalm 103:10. Don't look it up. Here it is. Listen to this. He, and my voice is bad. I have allergies. It must be hay fever. I'm a mess.
我有过敏，所以我的声音一定是不是太好。
So I apologize if I'm sniffling or coughing or my voice cracks.
跟大家抱歉。
Okay, here it is. Here's the test. He, meaning God, has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
今天我手机上的金句是诗篇103篇第十节，他没有按我们的罪过。带我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Wow, what a verse!
哇，这句经文真是太棒了。
I read it today. I was like, "Wow, that's so awesome. That's so true."
我早晨起来读这一段，这句经句，我就觉得这句话真是太真实了。
I mean, that verse talks about the love of God that He has not treated me according to my sins. He has not treated me according to my wickedness.
啊，这是神的慈爱。这是这么的真实，他没有照着我的罪过来待我。
That he loves me no matter what.
无论我是何等的罪人，神就是这么的爱我。
So some of you just passed the test before.
我知道我们当中人就
Because I was hoping. What I was hoping for was everyone to go amen. That's an amen verse.
我其实是希望大家都是很有激情的就跟我说阿门。
But I saw a lot of people going.Yes,
they got
it. So I'm going to read it again. He, God, hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Amen, right?
神没有照我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。Amen.
Amen. I'd be in trouble if God treated me according to my sins. I wouldn't be able to stand here. I wouldn't be able to speak.If God gave me what I deserved because of my sinfulness, right? When we talk about sin, simple definition, crimes against God. That's what a sin is. It's a crime I've committed against God. And he says, I'm not going to treat you like a criminal. I'm going to treat you like a son. Ooh, amen.
什么是罪哈？罪就是我们违背神的诫命。但是呢，就是说神并没有照着你我的罪来待我们，而是把我们
So be joyful today. Receive this truth that you're hearing already. Just receive it. Go, I believe it. I believe it. Force yourself to believe it and joy will come.
我们一定要来相信神的应许。当我们相信神并不是让我们罪孽带我们的时候，我们的心中就是充满他的爱，充满希望。
Jesus said, I'll carry your burden. I'll carry your worries. I'll carry your anxiety. I'll carry your distress, your pain.Give it to me. I'll carry it to you. I want you to be free. Amen.
主耶稣也说他愿意背负我们一切的重担，所以弟兄姊妹，我们就是来到神的面前，就是把我们的重担凭着信心来卸给他，好不好？
Amen. So let's pray, and then we'll get into the sermon. We're going to pray for the kids.
我们特别为孩子们祷告。
We're going to pray for the students who are taking their tests, and they're probably very stressed.
要考试的大学生。
Pray for my sister. She's in Italy right now.
为着我的妹妹祷告，她在意大利。
And she was getting out of, I guess in Italy, like my bathtub, I have a bathtub in a shower, but the bathtub is like this high. I guess in Italy, they're this high. So she was stepping out and didn't realize it was so far down, and she stepped on the towel. What do you think happened? She fell. Good. So she fell on her hip and her toe and the whole thing. But...Pray for her that her toe isn't broken.
我妹妹在意大利旅馆里头，那个 那浴室里面出来的时候就摔了一跤。
And then we're, see, bad stuff happens. She's in Italy. She's like, I don't have the best day ever. She's in I said to her, don't worry about it. It's life. Don't worry. Just keep going. I said, is it broken? Can you walk? I said, awesome. Take a leave and enjoy your day. Hey, man, what are you going to do? This is life.
我就跟他说,就是说,我们有神嘛,
Listen, when nothing bad happens in your life, that's the exception. It really is the exception. Expect bad things to happen. Why? We live in a sin-cursed world. See, we have it flipped in America. In America, we think everything's got to be perfect. And when it's not perfect, we freak out. Why? Life is difficult. Just accept it. Once you accept it, everything's great. Amen?
美国人常有的心态就是说，我们生命应当一帆风顺。如果有一点点不顺的话，我们心中就是不应该这样，就是说我们常态就是说是有问题。And
then we're going to pray.
没问题或者问题小一点，那我们要感谢神。
Amen. And then we're going to pray for Lenny. Lenny is a guy I met right outside the church. He was, he's going down to a diner, I think, for pancakes. So I saw him bringing his bicycle down the road, so I kind of pulled up because there's no traffic, and I gave him a Christian a gospel track.
我来这里的时候，就是他在骑着自行车在那个边上走，我就给了一个那个福音单张给他。
And he was so happy.
他特别高兴。
And I was like, all right. And I passed, parked, and I see him. I'm like, maybe I'll just invite him to church. Maybe he's open to coming to church. He said, no, I'm eating breakfast. He happened to be Jewish, which was very interesting.
所以我就邀请他去教会去聚会。他就说他是个犹太。
And it's so interesting because whenever I meet people who are Jewish and I share with them Jesus, they go, oh, I'm Jewish. And I go, that's okay. Jesus was Jewish. And I told him, I love the Jewish people. I'm pro-Israel. But I said, Jesus is Jewish. I worship a Jew. I follow a Jew. A Jew one day will come back and rule the world. His name is Jesus. He wasn't Irish.
我就跟他说，我所信靠的主耶稣，他也是个犹太人。我是相信犹太人，我也爱犹太人，我敬拜的就是这一位犹太人。我也是支持以色列。So
Lenny was very wonderful gentleman, and he said he respects Jesus. He says I respect him as a prophet, but just can't believe that he's God.
但他就会说，哦，我觉得耶稣是个好人，但是他是个先知，但他不是神。
So I shared some truth with them just to make the story go on, and I said to him, promise me. I said, promise me that you'll read Isaiah 53 and you read the track.
我就跟他说，但是这位主耶稣他是死里复活的主，所以我就劝他，就是说你一定要答应我，就是要去读圣经上的以赛亚书53章，也读这个福音单章。
Why do you think I told him to read Isaiah 53?
为什么我让他要读以赛亚书53章呢？
It's the gospel in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53. You can't read it and not go, Jesus. It's about Jesus. The whole thing is about Jesus. So let's keep Lenny in prayer for salvation. Pray that I believe he will keep his promise because people don't like to promise anything. So the fact that he said he will read it and he will read the track, I said, amen. And shook his hand and said, God bless, and that's it. So let's pray.
All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful service today. Thank you for the beautiful music. Thank you for these incredible children. We pray your mighty blessing upon them. We pray that you will fill them with the Holy Spirit. We pray that these children will just hear and remember Jesus. We pray that these children will be drawn to Jesus. And that one day they will believe in Jesus. And bless their parents. And thank you for the parents to bring them here. We pray for the college students and the high school students who are taking exams. We know they are really stressed out. It's so much work. And it's very complex. So Lord, just give them wisdom. Give them peace. May they take study breaks and not just flip through their phone, but may they just read some encouraging verses that you are with them and that you will give them wisdom. Guide them as they take their tests and just lead them to the right answer. Lord, I pray for my sister in Italy, just heal her toe and just may she see your glory. And Lord, we pray for Lenny. We pray that he will read that tract, read Isaiah 53, and that you will just speak to him and save him like you did Saul, who became Paul. And finally, God, thank you that you don't deal with us according to our sins. And thank you, God, that you don't treat us according to our iniquities. That you are a loving Heavenly Father. Thank you. You love us so much, we don't even realize how much you love us. But you have taken our guilt if we believe. If we believe, we can feel free from the guilt because you said, I'm taking it. I've died for it. Come to me. Lord Jesus, please be of great peace to anyone in this church today who feels so burdened and so tired and so... they just feel so spent. Please give them hope. Please may they just look to you and may they just feel your peace and know your peace. May each person here, Lord, no matter what their past was, no matter what happened to them, no matter what they did or what was done to them, may they just look forward to say, it's under the blood, I'm moving forward in peace in Jesus. Bless them. We lift today up to you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So guys, we're talking about spiritual power today. And everything that we've been talking about, singing about, discussing, praying about is about power. And we will be looking into Psalm 4. And really the whole thrust of the message is that Jesus, our righteousness, is the source of our spiritual power. So a little self-reflection here. So kids, no matter what, you may not be listening to me, maybe, maybe not, but at least read the slides. You promise? Good. A plus. So power, it's all around us. You experience power each and every day. Every time you go outside and you feel that sun hitting your face, you're experiencing power. Without power, the world stops. Your life stops. Everything will stop without power. That's not me. I wish it was, but it's not me. There is mechanical power. There's all types of power. There's like mechanical power. And like what we see in this awesome Cybertruck, which I wish I had. But without the lithium ion battery, which is there, without that lithium ion battery, the car would just be a sculpture.
但是如果这个特斯拉皮卡如果没有这个锂电池的这个能力的话，那它就是一堆废铁。
Without the power, without the energy, it's just a piece of artwork.
如果这个电池没有电能的话，那它就是一个艺术品嘛。
There's also chemical power.
也有那个化学的能力。
This is when cells convert the food that you eat into what's called ATP.
我们身上细胞就是让我们所吃进去的食物能够转换成 ATP.
And ATP provides energy to drive and support your muscles and cells.
ATP 就是用这些能量来支持我们的肌肉，我们的身体的运作。
So if you're not eating, you're going to be tired.You're going to not want to study. Your brain is not going to function right. It needs food, food, energy. That's your lithium ion battery.
如果我们不吃东西的话，那我们就是会软弱无力。我们也没有力量，没有精神来学习。
Now, if we only focus on physical power and mechanical power, we know it's just not enough.
如果我们只是在乎，只是专注在我们的身体上的能力，物质上的能力的话，那还是不够的。
We know in this life we need more than just a nice car and great food. It's not enough to make us happy. It's not enough to make us complete. It's not enough to give us a sense of purpose.
如果说我们只是就是说，有车子，有食物。那并不能让我们做一个完全的，因为我们生命中有很多其他的需要是非物质的。
Yummy, 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 yummy. In fact, we know that no matter how good crab legs are, and they're good, I love them.
我非常喜欢蟹肉，但是无论这个蟹肉再好吃的话
，After you eat them, I know for me, a few hours later, I'm looking for something else to eat, like maybe pizza.
但我吃了之后啊，过了几个小时我又饿了，所以我就会去来吃披萨。
So we know, sadly, that nothing in this life ever seems to completely satisfy us, or complete us, or really energize us, or motivate us.
所以这个世界上无论任何东西，它都不可能使我们完全的得到满足，完全的得到供应。
And listen, that can be a sad realization.
让我意识到这个我们会是很悲哀的。
I mean, it can be sad to think that nothing on this earth, no matter how good it is, that it's never enough.
这个很悲哀的事实就是无论这个世界上东西再美好，它都不可能使我们完全的得到满足。
But I believe that there is beauty within that sadness, that there is some beauty and meaning within that realization.
但是当我们知道这个世界它不可能满足我们的时候，其实这里面是有一种美感的。
Jesus himself said it. Jesus said, "Blessed are ye," meaning all of you, "that hunger now."
主耶稣他在登山宝训就说，那个饥渴慕义的人有福了。
In other words, you're blessed if you are dissatisfied.
主耶稣就说，如果我们心中有一个极大的不满足的话，其实我们是被你很蒙恩的。
Right, hunger is I have a need, I'm dissatisfied, I need something, something's not complete. And that could be food, spiritual, it could be anything.
我们一个人饥渴的话，或者是对物质的食物上的饥渴，或者心灵上的饥渴，主耶稣说我们就是蒙福的。
And Jesus says you're going to be blessed if you realize your spiritual hunger for him or for God,Because you're going to seek the answer. You're going to try to satisfy that hunger.
主耶稣说，如果我们对神渴慕，我们渴望得到神的话，那这个渴望就会驱使我们来寻求神，这样我们是很蒙恩的。
So if today you're kind of like, I just sense I have a need. Amen. Go to the cross. Amen. Go to Jesus. If you're hungry, you're going to satisfy that hunger one way or another. Physical hunger, you're going to eat. Spiritual hunger, go to Jesus. Go to the Bible. Go to church.
如果说你我们有身体上的饥渴，我们就会这个饥渴驱使我们就会去吃食物。如果我们有心灵上的饥渴，我们就来到主耶稣十字架面前，来到神的面前。
So Jesus says, "Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled." You'll seek some sort of satisfaction.
所以主耶稣说，如果我们现在饥渴的话，我们是蒙恩的，因为我们就会得满足。
Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh.
如果说我们在哀哭，那我们就会得到满足，我们就会。
We just saw that in that song. That woman, that Christian woman, went through bumps and bruises and trials, but she ended up not with laughing, going ha ha ha. She was like joyful because of Jesus.
就像我们刚刚唱的这个诗歌的作者，他经历这么大的苦难，但是。他来到主的面前的时候，主就让他经历有平安有喜。
And so, and this is where spiritual power comes in.
所以这就是属灵的大能的。
See, just like an ion battery or ATP.
就像那个锂电池的这个能量，或者是那个食物所带给我们 ATP 的这个能量。
If you do not have spiritual power, you will never have hope.You will never have joy in this world.
如果说我们没有属灵的大能充满我们的话，我们在这世界上就不会有平安，也不会有喜乐。
This is why this morning we're going to talk about spiritual power.
所以今天我要跟你们来讲这个属灵的大能。
We're going to talk about what is it? How do you get it?
什么是属灵的大能？我们如何能得到属灵的大能？
What changes it makes in you?
属灵的大能如何改变我们？
And this is just some of the questions I hope that we're going to answer this morning.
我们今天就想来寻求这些问题的答案。
So what is spiritual power?
第一，什么是属灵的大能？
I know I need spiritual power.
我知道我需要属灵的大能。
I know that as a Christian, I need spiritual power.
特别是作为一个基督徒，我特别需要属灵的大能。
I knew it before I was a Christian. That's what made me a Christian, because I knew I had a need, and I was not happy, and I was empty, and I needed God to come into my life.
我不是个基督徒的时候，我知道里头是很空虚，我是很大的需要，所以我才邀请神来到我生命当中。
But even as a Christian, I still need that. I still need that power. I still need that energy, motivation, and hope and joy.
就是我成为基督徒之后，我还是需要这样的大能，这样一个激励在我的生命当中。
So what is spiritual power?
对，什么是属灵的大能呢？
The simple answer is God, the Holy Spirit.
属灵的大能就是神，就是圣灵。
Acts 1:8 says this, that the Holy Spirit is our power source.
使徒行传第一章第八节就说圣灵是我们属灵的大能。
He, the Holy Spirit, God, is our ion battery.
神他自己就是我们属灵的大能的来源。
So how do you receive this spiritual power? How do you receive the Holy Spirit?
我们如何来领受圣灵的大能呢？
Well, the Bible says this in John, ye must be born again.
约翰福音第三章里面就说我们必须得重生。
What does that mean?
重生是什么意思？
It simply means believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
重生就是我们信靠耶稣基督，我们就必得救。
And so here is some great hope. If you have come to Jesus,
所以这就是来到耶稣面前，我们就有这极大的一个盼望。
And you've come to Jesus in faith,
我们带着信心来到主耶稣的面前。
Knowing and believing that He is God,
我们就有确据他就是神。
Believing that He died as a man on a cross for your sins.
我们相信主耶稣道成肉身，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And you believe that when he died, he was placed in a tomb, and 3 days later he was resurrected. He came back to life.
我们相信他为我们上十字架受死之后，他被埋在坟墓里，三天之后死里复活。
God says you will receive eternal life.
如果我们相信主耶稣，为我们死，为我们复活，我们就得到永生。
And power.
而且我们也得到
That is God will come and live inside of you.
就是圣灵会亲自来到我们的生命当中，住在我们的心里面。
Now, if God living inside of you by the Holy Spirit is not enough, then nothing will ever be enough.
如果说神借着圣灵住在我们心中的话，这个能力还小的话，那其他的能力我们就不用说了。
That's a huge gift that as a follower of Jesus, I have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of me.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟随耶稣基督的人是有圣灵的大能内住在我们里面，这个恩典是大得不得了的。
Look at this verse in John.
我们看到，来看看约翰福音里面这段经文。
It says, "If ye love me," Jesus is speaking, "keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth.Whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
约翰福音十四章第十五节到十八节，这是主耶稣讲的话。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我必不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
This verse is so powerful because it's teaching us that the Father through Jesus is the one that activates the Holy Spirit in our life, who gives us the Holy Spirit.
所以这段圣经里面有极宝贵，因为教导我们说是父神借着耶稣基督的工作，让圣灵激活在我们的生命当中。
So that when you go to Jesus, He through the Father, or the Father through Jesus, gives you, puts inside you, the Spirit of the living God.
当我们来到主耶稣面前，带着信心来到主面前的时候，那圣灵，那父神就会把圣灵。
As John the Baptist said in Luke 3, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, and with fire.
使徒约翰见证主耶稣的时候，他就说，我在这里是用水给你们施洗，但是呢，在我之后来的，我替他系鞋带都不配的，他必定会用圣灵来向你施洗。
And so I have a question. If the Father through Jesus is the one who gives you the Holy Spirit,
如果说父神是借着耶稣基督把圣灵赏赐给我们。
And if we receive the Holy Spirit when we believe in Jesus,
如果说我们信耶稣的时候，我们就领受了圣灵。
Who do you think that spirit living inside of you loves the most?
如果说圣灵内住在我们心中的话，这位圣灵他最喜悦什么呢？
I believe in Jesus.
我信靠耶稣。
The Father through Jesus gives me the Holy Spirit.
父神就借着耶稣基督把圣灵赏赐给我。
The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the living God is living inside me right now because I believe in Jesus.
永生神的圣灵此时此刻就内住在我们，因为我相信。
And if you're a believer, that's true for you too.
如果说你是一位信徒的话，这个属灵的事实也是在你的身上。
But I'm asking you.
但是我问你一个问题。
Who does that Spirit love the most?
内住在我们里的圣灵他最喜悦什么？
Who does that spirit yearn for?
我们里头的圣灵，他最渴望的是什么？
Be careful about your answer.
小心的回答。
Think critically.
好好想想。
Who does the Holy Spirit inside of you right now, if you're a believer, yearn the most for?
如果你我是个信徒的话，内住在我们的圣灵最渴望的是什么？
Who does that spirit love to talk with and think about and focus on?
内住在我们的圣灵他最爱谁，最喜欢跟谁对话，最喜欢专注在谁的身上。
If you're quick with your answer, you'd say me, because the world revolves around me.
我们也许很快就回来说，当然是我了，圣灵最喜欢关注我嘛，最喜欢跟我说
话。 Right? It's the selfie generation. It's about me.
Because I'm wonderful. 现在的这个世界就是以自我为中心嘛。
That's not the answer.
但是呢，不是标准，不是正确的答案。
We're warned that in the last days, men will become lovers of their own selves.
我们圣经给我们警戒，在末世我们人都是以自我为中心的。
So what's the answer?
所以这个答案是什么呢？
The soul, the Holy Spirit yearns for who?
内住在我们的圣灵，他渴慕谁呢？
Jesus.
当然是渴慕耶稣基督。
The Father, the Son, the Spirit, they're one, they're united.
圣父、圣子、圣灵就是联合在一起的住在我们。
Jesus says, believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
主耶稣教导我们说，我在父的里头，父也在我的里头。
At Jesus' baptism, the Father was there. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Spirit's there. They're all there.
主耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵如同鸽子降临在他身上，圣父在天上就说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So as a Christian,The spiritual life is not all about me.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们的属灵的生命并不是围绕我们为中心。
And I have the Holy Spirit living inside me, yearning for something even greater than me. He's yearning for Jesus.
内住在我们里面的圣灵，他所渴慕的是远远大过我们的。内住在我们的圣灵，他是渴慕主耶稣他自己。
This is a powerful truth. You got to get it.
所以这是一个伟大的一个真理，我们必须得。
Because it's going to be a source of great power in your life, great joy in your life.
因为明白这个真理，就会让我们生命中充满极大的能力。
You guys promised to read the slides. You promised. I love these kids; they're so cute.
孩子们，你真是很可爱。
Look at this. Look at this verse. But when the Comforter, Holy Spirit, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father.Even the Spirit of Truth, which proceeds from the Father, He, the Holy Spirit, shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit is addicted to Jesus. Of course, they're one and the same. But He talks Jesus, likes Jesus, wants Jesus, loves Jesus.
主耶稣继续教导在约翰福音第十五章二十六节，但我要从父那里差遣宝贵师王。就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。所以圣灵住在我们心中，是要为主耶稣做见证。
Who does the Holy Spirit inside of me focus on?
所以内住在我们里头的圣灵，他专注在谁的身上？
Jesus, and never forget it.
专注在耶稣的身上。
So here's another question. A lot of questions. A lot of quizzes today.
再问你们一个问题。
If here's the question, if I and I do believe in Jesus,
问题就是说，如果我相信耶稣基督
，and I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, which I do,
那我里头就领受圣灵内住
，which means I now have spiritual power, my ion battery in me, which I do,
也就是说，我里头是有属灵的大能在我的里头。
Then why?Why is it that as a believer, I feel so tired?
那为什么我们作为一个信徒的话，那我们经常属灵上我们还这么的疲劳，这么的软弱？
Why is it that as a believer, I can feel so drained, where I don't want to pray, and oh, I don't want to read the Bible, and...yes, I got to get to church. What is happening? If I have the Holy Spirit inside of me and I have power, why is that happening?
那如果说我们里头竟然被圣灵充满，为什么我们经常没有能力去读经，没有能力祷告，甚至也来教会都觉得是个负担？
In other words, where is my power? Where is it? Why do sometimes why do I feel so powerless when I should be feeling so powerful?If the Spirit is inside of me,
如果说圣灵内住在我们里头，为什么我们通常没有属灵的能力？
How do I turn that power on?
我们如何把那个能力的这个开关打开呢？
Because many times it feels like it's off.
通常我们觉得我们里头这个开关是关掉了。
And when it's off, I eat more crab legs and I eat more pizza and I feel worse.
我里头心里没有能力的时候，我就吃再多的披萨也不会帮助我有能力。
No matter how good the crab legs are, and they are good.
披萨很好吃，但是也不能给我能力。
Right? How do we turn that power? You know you're going to want crab legs after service. You know that. How How do you turn that power on?
我们如何把我们里头属灵的开关这个能力打开来？
And so now let's get into Psalm 4.
好，我们来看看今天的诗篇。
I know you probably thought, when is he going to get to Psalm 4? So let's get to Psalm 4 and find out how we turn that power on. So as a Christian, I don't have to always feel so powerless and indifferent. And so lack of energy and enthusiasm and lack of purpose. Like, I shouldn't feel like that as a Christian if I have the Spirit of the living God inside of me.
对，如果说圣灵的大能在我们里面的话，我们是是，但是我们却经常在属灵上软弱，没有能力。我们来到诗篇第四篇里面，来找到我们的答案，如何把这个属灵的开关打开。
I mean, sometimes Christians can be like a cyber truck with a fully charged ion battery, but you're not pressing on the pedal. You're not moving forward. For some reason, the car is ready, but you're just, you know, kind of in neutral.
就像一个特斯拉这个 cyber truck, 其实是这么有能力的一个皮卡车，它里是充满电，但是我们却不懂得来踩那个油门，所以我们走不动。
So now you know what I want for my birthday, Cybertruck.
我最喜欢的生日礼物就是一个特斯拉的皮卡车。
So how do we turn that power on? How do we press the pedal?
我们如何学会来踩这个属灵的油门？
The answer is in Psalm 4.
这个答案就在诗篇第四篇。
And so let's just look at it, and I'm not going to read it again. I'm just going to need to focus on one verse. That's it, and the answer was right there.
我们今天就着重在诗篇第四篇第一节，因为这个答案就在那段经文里头。
And when I read this verse, it just hit me like being hit by a Cybertruck. You know, it just hit me. This verse.
当我读这个诗篇第四篇第一节的时候，这个神的能力就临到我的身上，就像我被那个 Cybertruck 撞到一样。
And it was sort of like, oh, this is the reason why maybe that I'm feeling the way I'm feeling.
我就明白就是为什么我通常在神面前属灵软弱的原因。
So in Psalm 4, there is this incredible truth that will transform your life if you hear it and believe it.
如果我们仔细地听神在诗篇第四篇第一节里面这些真理，它就会来让我们能够得到力量。
Psalm 4 begins with this foundational truth.
所以诗篇第四篇最开始就是这个一个很基要的一个真理。
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
这里诗人向神呼求，他说：“显我唯一的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我。”
Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer.
他说：“就是现在，求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。”
In this verse, you see how spiritual power in the life of the Christian can be reactivated or turned on.
从这句经文的里头，我们就能够看到，基督徒他属灵的能力的这个开关是如何打开。
See, many times our greatest need, I know for myself, is that.I want to know that God is there. I want to feel God. I want to know that when I'm talking, that He really is listening, that He's there.
我通常挣扎的一个问题就是说，是不是我祷告的时候，是不是神在这里？是不是神就在听我祷告？
I want to know that He is available to listen to me, that He will strengthen me and empower me through whatever struggle I'm going through. I want to know that. I want to sense that.
我经历难处的时候，是不是主就在这里？他真的听我的祷告，他真的能够帮助我。
I mean, I don't think there's anything greater than to know like God is there and God is listening. Wow, He's listening. He's there. I think that's something that I yearn for. I would think you want to really deep down, you yearn for that.
我心中极渴望的就是我祷告的时候，神就在这里，神就是在听我的祷告。
Right, because you yearn for people to listen. My wife yearns for me just to listen to her.And when you know people are listening, it changes you.
就像我的太太，她很希望我能跟她好好的讲话。
I mean, I want assurance, I'm sure you do as well, that God has not abandoned me, that God has not turned His back on me, that He is there and present.
我特别需要感受到神没有放弃我，神他还是与我同在，神他确确实实听我的祷告。
Now here's the problem that we run into. Sometimes as a Christian, I believe like when I do good things, he's there and listening, but when I do bad things, he isn't there and listening.
作为一个基督徒，我们常常有一个错误的观点，就是说，当我行为好的时候，那神就听我的祷告；当我行为不好的时候，那神他就不听我的祷告。
Right? You ever run into that kind of like
that? 我们会不会有那样的想法
？That struggle, like you know, if everything's good, then God's with me. But once I do something bad or think something bad, then God is not with me.
是不是我们常想，就是如果我表现不好的话，那神他就不跟我在一起；表现好的时候，神他就跟我在一起。
But see, this verse informs you clearly that God's response to you in your life, this is beautiful, is not dependent on your works of righteousness.
但是从诗篇第四篇第一节里头教导我们说，神对我们的反应，神应我们的祷告，并不是因为我们的表现。
God.It's what we read before. God loves me. God is there for me, not because I'm good or I've done something holy or done something righteous. That God loves me, loves who I am as a sinner. That's why he died for me.
神与我们同在，神爱我们，神应允我们，并不是因为我们是个义人。相反，就是说，我们虽然是个罪人，但是神他还是不改变的爱我们，他是永远跟我们在一起，他一直应允我们祷告。
And the truth of this verse, oh God of my righteousness, is that God hears you, God's with you, God loves you, because when he looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus.
这里诗人来呼求祷告说，显我唯一的神。呼求的时候，我们向神呼求的时候，也是父神他应允我们，并不是因为我们自己的义，乃是因为在耶稣基督里，神是看我们算我们身上是有耶稣基督的完全的义，他是完全的接纳我们，因着耶稣基督的义。
If God is your righteousness, and He is, if you believe in Jesus,
我们。相信耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督的义就是完全已经归给我们。
Then he alone will be your righteousness. Your righteousness is not going to be dependent on what you do or don't do. Jesus is your righteousness. Oh God, my righteousness. He's the source of your righteousness.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们的义不是我们自己的义，因为我们自己没有义，我们的义是耶稣基督的全然的义，是白白的归给我们。
So my joy as I read that verse was activated, the Holy Spirit was activated because I started to realize that God loves me, accepts me, receives me because he's my righteousness. I have the righteousness of Jesus. He's accepting me based on the righteousness of Jesus. And that freed me up. That's freeing.
所以神他完全接纳我们，完全的爱我们，是不是因着我自己的义，我没有义。他是因着耶稣基督的义，白白的归给我们。
And God isn't really concerned whether Joe's reading his Bible a lot and whether he's doing this or that, though he wants me to. But he's not receiving me based upon that. He's not accepting me because of that. He accepts me because of Jesus being my righteousness.
所以神完全接纳我们，并不是因为我们很好的读经、很好的祷告、很好遵循他的诫命。神完全接纳我们，是因为耶稣基督的义。已经完全归给我们，因着我们的信。
And so when you're praying and thinking about this, you start focusing less on yourself and you start focusing on Jesus. The moment you start focusing on Jesus, the Holy Spirit inside of you gets activated and you have power and the joy because the Holy Spirit wants you, like him, to focus on Jesus and his righteousness and not on you and your problems.
所以当我们我们的眼光从自己的义从我们自己身上转到耶稣基督跟他的公义上的时候，那圣灵的大能就是在我们心中就激活了。
See, sometimes in my life, the Holy Spirit feels like he's not there. That's because I'm just eating too many crab legs. I'm going to other things, and I'm thinking about other things. Like, oh, God loves me because I do this and that, and that's why God loves me. No, the minute you turn to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is like, wow, finally you got it. Yes.Yes, focus on him. That's what I want you to, that's who I want you to focus on.
那如果说我们是专注在自己的行为，我们自己的公义的上头的时候，我们自己行为好不好的时候，我们是没有能力的。但是我们的心思意念，我们的眼光，我们的信心开始放在耶稣基督的义上的时候，那圣灵的大能就充满在我们心里。
So 4 minutes. So I want to get to the rest of the verse, but here's the thing. If you believe that Jesus and Jesus alone makes you righteous, then you will be filled with the Holy Spirit of joy.
如果说我们相信耶稣基督的义是白白的归给我们的时候，那我们的生命就会被圣灵的大能充满。
And then you will have confidence that, and here's where I'm just plucking things out of Psalm 4, but just hear it.
那这样子我们就会有信心，有盼望。
You will have confidence that God will have mercy on you.
那这样子我们就会有信心，天，我这位神一定会以怜悯来恩待我们。
Once I believe, yes, God, Jesus, God is my righteousness, and that's why He hears me.
如果说我完全相信耶稣基督的义，完全遮盖我的话，我就有确信神一定会恩待我。
Then you will begin to feel the mercy of God.
我们就会经历到神的怜悯。
Then you will know that He will hear you when you call unto Him.
我们就会有确据，我们向他呼求祷告的时候，神必定垂听。
It's then that you will sense the light of God's countenance, that it will fall upon you.
我们就会经历到神是向我们荣光是向我们敞着脸的。
And that He and He alone will put gladness in your heart.
而且神单独只有神，他能够把那个平安放在我们的心。
And that He will keep you in peace.
他会让我们有完全的平安。
And that He will make you dwell in safety.
然后这位神会让我们安然居住。
All this is true.
这些都是事实的。
And it's all yours.
都是完全是我们的。
If God is your righteousness.
如果神是我们的公义。
What is spiritual power?
所以什么是属灵的大能呢？
The Lord's righteousness.
是主耶稣基督的义。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
The gospel.
福音。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
It's all wrapped together.
他们都是在一起。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with this verse.
好，我们用罗马书这句来结束。
Even though I'm not completely done, but I'm done because I'll keep my promise, 8:30. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
罗马书一章十六节、十七节，我不以福音为耻。这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神的正义、神的公义在神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
That you hear us.
你听我们的祷告。
That you make us dwell in safety.
你会让我们安居在平安当中。
That your face is shining upon us.
你用你的脸来光照我。
Not because we're good.
并不是因为我们的义。
Or because we've done something great even.
并不是因为我们做了什么了不起的事情。
But it's because of your son.
那是因为你的独生爱子。
Jesus.
耶稣基督。
That's who the Holy Spirit yearns to elevate in our life.
你在圣灵里面把我们抬举起来。
If I feel sad or depressed, I know one thing, I'm not focused and loving Jesus the way I should.
如果我里头有忧伤，有沮丧，是因为我没有专注在耶稣基督的身上。
Lord, may we not grieve the Holy Spirit any longer.
主啊，你帮助我，不要来圣灵吧。
The Holy Spirit who yearns for Jesus to be glorified.
因为圣灵在我里面是渴慕耶稣基督得荣。
He is the righteous one.
唯有耶稣基督是我的公义。
He is the holy one.
唯有他是圣者。
He is the perfect one.
唯有他是完全的。
And all our job is to say, thank you, Lord.
我们 要做的就是来领受耶稣基督的。
And to live for you in the best way that we can, even though it's not going to be perfect.
我们在感恩当中用竭我们的全力来，来讨你的喜悦。
And thanking you that Jesus is our righteousness, praise God.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督已经成为我们的义。
Thank you, Lord, that one day when I walk into heaven,that it won't be based upon what I did do or didn't do. It's just going to be based on do I believe in Jesus, my righteousness.
当我们在天上与你面对面的时候，这并不在乎我们做了什么，而是耶稣基督已经我们成就完全的义，完全的救恩。
You accept me because of Jesus.
你接纳我是因为耶稣基督。
You love me because of Jesus.
你爱完全的爱我是因为耶稣基督。
Lord, may this truth fall upon your people.
主啊，我们求这样的宝贵的真理能够来成就你儿女的身上。
This morning, no matter who you are, just praise Jesus. Thank Him for being your righteousness.
主，我们请求主让你的儿女今天能够来赞美你，因为耶稣基督已经成为我们的义。
Say like David did, "Oh God, my righteousness."
我们用我们能像大卫一样呐喊说：“神啊，我的义。”
Thank you for hearing me.
感谢主，你垂听我。
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for having mercy upon me.
谢谢你怜悯我。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢主，你的恩典。
Oh God of my righteousness.
主啊，我的义。
Thank you, Father.
父，感谢你。
Thank you in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.